This is Larry London bringing you the world's best variety after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama condemns the attack in Libya, and the UN says austerity measures will not fix the world economy. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama has condemned Tuesday's attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. VOA senior correspondent Dan Robinson reports that the president spoke Wednesday in the White House Rose Garden.
President Obama said the American people have the families of Ambassador Stevens and three other Americans killed in Libya in their prayers. He detailed steps he has ordered to enhance security for U.S. diplomats and personnel around the world and said the United States will not rest until those responsible for the killings are brought to justice.
Make no mistake, we will work with the Libyan government to bring to justice the killers who attacked our people.
Ambassador Stevens and the three other embassy staff were killed after a mob angered by an amateur American-made short film that mocks Islam's prophet Muhammad stormed the U.S. consulate on Tuesday. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.
Somalia's new president was unharmed Wednesday when suicide bombers attacked the Mogadishu hotel where he's been staying. The visiting Kenyan foreign minister was speaking to reporters when a bomb blast was heard, followed by gunfire. The news conference continued with the Somali president, Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, taking to the microphone and addressing reporters, even as a second blast was heard outside the Jazeera Palace Hotel. The death toll from the devastating factory fires in two Pakistani cities Tuesday has risen to more than 310. A Pakistani official says 289 people have died from the blaze that ripped through a garment factory in the city of Karachi. The cause of that blaze is under investigation. And if you'd like to see pictures of that garment factory fire, you can go to our website at voanews.com. Syrian troops and rebels have clashed in the commercial capital of Aleppo near the city's government-held airport. Meanwhile, battles there intensified ahead of a visit by the new international peace envoy to Syria. Germany's top court has rejected attempts to block creation of a new permanent bailout fund for the 17-nation euro currency union. The move gives the eurozone a new financial firewall to contain the continent's three-year debt crisis. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel praised the decision as good for Germany and Europe. A new United Nations report warns fiscal austerity measures have not and will not lead to global economic growth. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN Conference on Trade and Development headquarters in Geneva.
Heine Flassbeck is director of UNCTAD's Division on Globalization and Development Strategies. Flassbeck says austerity is clearly the wrong way to go.
The only way out of the slump and of to avoid a recession is more stimulus. And if governments are going on with austerity, the situation can only deteriorate.
An UNCTAD report warns growth is slowing in all regions of the world, and UNCTAD expects a further decline to below 2.5% in 2012. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Meanwhile, about 1 in 7 people in the United States is living in poverty in 2011. That's according to a government study. That study says 46.2 million Americans live in poverty, and the 15% poverty rate is a very slight decline from the prior year. Flood-stricken North Korea has rejected South Korea's offer of emergency food aid after a disagreement over what supplies were to be given. Seoul's Unification Ministry says Wednesday that Pyongyang objected to the contents of the proposed shipment, which was to include flour, instant noodles, and medicine. Last year, the North rejected a similar shipment of emergency food and medicine from the South because it did not contain building materials and equipment. Scientists at the U.S. Space Agency NASA say they have discovered evidence of carbon dioxide snowfalls on Mars. The space agency data provided by its Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter provides evidence that the red planet has snow clouds. Chinese officials and state media have remained silent Wednesday on the status of the country's leader in waiting, Xi Jinping. Meanwhile, rumors are continuing to swirl regarding his 11-day absence from public life. You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso, VOA News.
Hi, my name is Larry.